KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I have a feeling that between Dustin King at Legacy Church and Matt Moffitt at Calvary Church, there's going to be a lot of people receiving beautiful food this month. Dustin King in studio and Matt Moffitt on the phone. How are you guys? Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Do we have you, Matt? I don't hear Matt, but pretty soon we'll hear Matt. Oh, he's probably going to have to call back. That's the downside to COVID is we've got Matt on the phone today.
Yes, exactly.
Dustin, I'm so glad to see you. You are the homeless outreach director for Legacy Church. You coordinate Feed New Mexico Kids. Mm-hmm. You and Matt are friends because you've been working together feeding children on the weekends for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while now, and we've been working really hard with Holly as well as and just kind of connecting and really doing our best to get as many kids fed on the weekend as we can.
Yeah. Matt, do we have you now?
I believe so.
There you are.
There you are. Well, Matt, I had Dustin just give me kind of an overview of what's been going on, but I want to ask you a little bit about you called me last week and said Convoy of Hope has some beautiful food, some fresh meat, produce, and dairy. And one of your first calls was to the young man across the table from me here in the studio, Dustin King. How did this all come together?
Early last week, Monday or Tuesday, Convoy of Hope called me and said, hey, we have an opportunity to give you four trucks, one a week for the month of October, but I need an answer by the end of the day. And that just happened to be the day when all of the executive team from Calvary were traveling back from Washington, D.C., so they were in airplanes, and so trying to get a yes answer was a little tough, but I was able to get a yes answer and then began to just plan and coordinate with the churches in the city how we could make this happen and make those boxes of food available to the local community.
Well, it's going to be really exciting between the two churches, and you have somebody else involved too. I understand Awakened Church is involved a little bit.
Yeah, so this coming weekend, we'll have a distribution at Legacy Church on Central Avenue. And then the weekend of the 16th, 17th, we'll be doing a distribution for the Navajo Nation down in Gallup at Rehoboth Christian School. And then on the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, we'll be in Rio Rancho with another truck. And these trucks, Jim, have 1,100 to 1,300 boxes of food. And as you said, they include dairy, produce, and meat. So these are some amazing packages of food to get to those families who are experiencing food insecurity. And then at the end of the month, on October 30th, we'll be at the Westside Campus for Calvary, which is at the corner of Montaño and Coors, as a part of their Harvest Festival. And so parents will be able to come and not trick-or-treat and get candy, but they'll be able to come in their cars and receive a box of food on a drive-through COVID-safe event there at Calvary Westside.
Yeah. Dustin, I want to switch to you now because Legacy is obviously involved in a lot of things. We already mentioned Feed New Mexico Kids. You've had people picking up food on your campus since really COVID started.
Yeah.
How great is the need still?
You know, the need is, even though we're a little ways out from it now, the need is constantly changing, I guess is the best way to say that. It's not that it ever goes away. You just kind of see waves of people who are affected differently at different times, especially due to shutdowns and different requirements, from the government as to who can work, who can't. So there really has been kind of different waves of people who are needing the assistance. There are those who, seniors in the church and stuff who we, try to every week make sure they get a phone call and see if they need assistance from us if they're not able to go out to the store and things like that. But there's also just kind of this wave of people who they're doing well, and so then you can finally see that they start doing better, so they don't come. But then there's another group that has starts to come because of whatever their circumstance is. So there really has been just this ebb and flow to it. But it always stays above 100 and more, you know, 100 up to 150 or so each week that are people that call, know somebody who's in need, people who will come and pick up a box and take it to a relative or a neighbor of theirs who is needing assistance.
You know, I had that on my list here, but I'm going to go ahead and cover that since you already mentioned it. It's okay, and Matt, you chime in anytime you want. If you don't necessarily need food yourself, you can still go by one of these events or all of them every weekend and pick up a beautiful box of food and hand deliver it to somebody, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Matt.
And, you know, I think one of my encouragements, Jim, for our listeners is to just let people know that are having a need or a crisis that they've never had before. Don't be embarrassed. Don't let that keep you from coming in and receiving the help that you need. And even taking it to somebody else, as you said, who has a need. Take two boxes. Get one box for yourself and one box to give away. But either way, don't be embarrassed by your need. Come on out. We'll put it in your truck. We don't ask for any names. We don't ask for ID. We just want to put food into the hands of those families who are in need.
So let's go over the schedule one more time, Matt. October 10th, this Saturday.
So we're gonna put out the actual date. Obviously, this happened really fast.
Okay.
We know we're doing it this weekend, but we'll get out the actual date as soon as we.
But
as
this
we can.
Weekend, it's going to be on the grounds of Legacy Church on Central. What's the address?
Thank you for that.
If you drive up Central from Coors, it's a block on the right, and it's just gigantic. 7201
Central Avenue, and Northwest.
I should have looked that up.
That was a great moment.
So this weekend, and we'll here on the radio station, it'll also be probably on the Legacy site.
Yeah, we'll put it
events.
Out. It'll probably be something that we put out through our maybe social media, maybe where we actually stick that information for us.
Okay, and Dustin, Matt's already said this.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you have need, don't be embarrassed.
Exactly.
But you've been doing this a long time. Matt's mm-hmm. been doing this a long time. You're both taking extraordinary measures to make sure this is COVID safe, mm-hmm. but you're also taking extraordinary measures to have people just receive the blessing without stress.
Yeah, and that's really the whole thing is if you know anything about the Convoy of Hope organization, about the people behind it, the people who are providing the meals, we're essentially just being used as an place to be able to pick it up. The goal is just to have the people who are in need receive what they need, what's available. There was somebody who's donated this. This is something that, you know, came from somebody's heart to see families get food. And so, guys, we're not putting any obstacles in the way. We're going to do our best just to have that happen. Get the food to the people who need it and show the hand of God in people's lives. And like he said, if you know of a family that, man, you know, they wouldn't ever come themselves, but I know they can use the assistance and you have that relationship with them, just pick it up. Go take it to them. You be the hands and feet of God. You be that person who can deliver and get them the help they need, even when maybe they're not willing to ask for it themselves.
Matt, you know this about me. Dustin doesn't know me this well, but I'm a loudmouth, overbearing human being, and I'm not asking permission. I'm going to take some boxes to some people that will not ask mm-hmm. for it, and I'm just going to deliver it. Matt, I wanted you to know this. Something Matt showed me here a couple weeks ago. We were at the Fair Cares food event, and it was just amazing. Convoy of Hope, again, providing some beautiful produce. And Matt says, Jim, come here. And he opens up this box of produce. And I'm not sure what I was expecting, but I wasn't anticipating this beautiful, crisp, beautifully colored box of produce. It was just spectacular food, wasn't it, Matt?
It was amazing. And what Convoy of Hope continues to do, they're just the middleman on this, Jim. They are working with the FDA, who buys this food from the farmers, because the farmers' distribution and the need out in the community and with restaurants being closed down has meant that a lot of farms have just had to plow under food. And so the government started buying that, and they reached out to Convoy of Hope and asked them to be the distribution for this food out into the communities. And so that's how that call came about, is they have this food. Mm-hmm. They want to get it to people who are in need. And you know, they're currently, Convoy of Hope is, reaching down to the Hurricane Laura and Sally down in the Louisiana area. They're in the West Coast with the wildfires, and yet they still have this opportunity to help us here in little old Albuquerque.
Dustin, how can our listeners help you at Legacy with some of these projects?
You know, so depending on which one you're talking, the easiest way, if you've got really got questions about how you can get involved, is I'd say go ahead and feel free to give me a call at the church, because there are a lot of different things going on. And depending on what it is that you're interested in helping with, I'm more than, you know, willing and would love to talk with anybody about how they'd like to be involved, whether it is Feed New Mexico Kids or whether it is this box program, whatever it is, you know, give me a call and I'll do my best to get you a response as fast as possible.
Go ahead and give out that number.
So that's the church number at 831-0961. Legacy, you can just specifically ask for Dustin King and I'll get back to you.
Matt, how about Calvary Church? How can people come alongside and help you?
You know, in the same way that Dustin is sharing, of course, Calvary is involved, as Legacy is, with Feed New Mexico Kids, and so we have donation boxes there at the church. The mm-hmm. list of items for Feed New Mexico Kids is on our website under Feed New Mexico Kids, but you know, there is a little bit of cost in this, and we're renting a 53-foot refrigerated trailer for the month. We've got to get a forklift. We've got to get a few of those things that so we can make this happen. So if people want to donate, they can donate to Calvary and just donate it to the Love ABQ, reaching out to Love Our City. But let me just give some props to Dustin. I called him on Friday. This is Monday. I called him on Friday and said, Dustin, I have one extra truck. Can you guys make a distribution happen next weekend? And within a few hours, he got back to me. They got to Pastor Steve, and Pastor Steve said, let's make it happen. So, you know, Dustin is just one of those guys that can get things done and has a great gift from the Lord of being well-connected and has great relationships. And so thank you to Dustin and Pastor Steve and Pastor Daniel for making all of this happen.
Yeah, you know, we love to be a part of it. We are, you know, every time something like this comes up that we're able to reach out into the community, we are very grateful to be a part of it and to be able to be that. So like I said before, people think of it almost in cliche, but the idea of being the hands and feet of Christ in the community, it's not. It really is a call of our life. It's a call of Christians to be that in the community, to reach out, to be there for others. And so we want to be that. We want to be that in the community. And we're thankful for the opportunity to do that with Convoy of Hope and with this connection with Matt through the program. So thank you.
This weekend, there's going to be a food pickup at the central campus of Legacy Church. You're going to be able to drive in. Somebody smiling behind a COVID mask is going to be smiling, and they'll put a box of beautiful produce. There's going to be meat, produce, and dairy for a family. We want to encourage people that have need personally to come and pick up a box. We also want to encourage people that know somebody that needs a box of food to just come by, pick it up, and deliver it to them.
Absolutely.
A lot of elderly people would be really blessed by that. That's just one example.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest needs out there is you still have, obviously we've begun to be less, you know, enclosed. There's less, you know, less people are not going out, things like that. But the people who are really the most sensitive are the ones that we have tried to really connect with. And that is the elderly in our community, those who may have pre-existing conditions that you might know, hey, they really do have a problem, you know, getting out to the grocery store and things like that. We want to be able really to bless them. And it's for anybody in need, but we really do. If you know somebody, man, you know, they really have a hard time getting out, we want to be there and connect with them.
Awesome. Dustin King is with Legacy Church, Matt Moffitt with Calvary Church. We'll be back with both of them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ah, now the truth comes out. We find out why Daniel McCabe can't be here in the studio with us. The guy is out playing golf. Oh. Hey, and you know I'm teasing because I had Daniel on the show last week to talk about, this is a fundraiser for the Legacy Academy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
and
they've
so
been working hard
I'm just
on
teasing,
it.
Daniel. I'm just teasing, but I do think it's funny.
Yes, it is. Yes, he does not normally go during work hours to play golf. So.
But it is a spectacular day in good old Albuquerque. Dustin, I want to just ask you a general question. I'll probably relay this over to Matt, too, as well. Both of you serve in ministry. How does that bless you every day?
Yeah, you know, I always think it's interesting when people first begin to work at a church. Their thought of what life at working at a church is versus what it really is often completely different. A lot of people have come in and they're thinking, all right, we're going to have Bible class, you know, studies, and we're going to be, and we do, you know, our lives are centered around God and what's going on. But you begin to realize that the work of the church and what actually is happening is not that much different than what you're doing in your job. The thing is, we're all basing it around serving God and serving to the best of our abilities. So you may be serving at your job and think to yourself, man, I wish I was serving at a church. Well, what I want to point out is that your service to that job is to do it to the best of your ability and to God. You are serving God in through the work that you do by doing your best and showing, you know, those people that you work for. So I do the same thing. I work the best I possibly can in order to show, you know, the people that I work for that I'm working as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we have had a lot of great things happening. And one of our most recent is we've opened up another service for the homeless on Sundays. And that's been really exciting. We, on the fourth Sunday every month down at the 2021 Resource Center for Steelbridge, we've started a new service there to be able to do breakfast, haircuts, a full service, praise and worship. And it was really cool. It was our first one back. And so we had about 36 people actually attend, served about 70, and then had three people accept Jesus for the first time as their personal Lord and Savior. And that's the whole goal of everything that we do. And so relaying that back, if you're working at your business, you're whole goal is the same thing. Yeah, I may work for a church, but my goal is to see people come to Jesus. Working wherever you are, your goal is also to see people come to Jesus. It's not about working in a church. We should all be ministry mindseted, I guess is the point I'm trying to make.
I love it. Matt, you've been doing ministry of all kinds. You've been a missionary. You've been a community liaison at Calvary. What's been the most special to you?
One, I would say for me, it's a privilege to serve. I find, you know, when you look at the incomparable riches that we receive, that I receive personally from Christ, that I've been set free, that I've been given a new life in Christ. Mm-hmm. For me, there's no greater honor than for me to be able to serve, and be the hands and feet of Christ.
Yeah.
But the other part of serving for me is the relationships that I get and get to build as a part of serving. You know, getting to know Dustin and Chris Franklin and all of these guys that do what I do, I wouldn't have got to know them if we hadn't engaged in ministry together. And, you know, getting to know all of the guys over there, guys and gals over at the fair when we did the food drive through over there, the Fair Cares, those opportunities to build relationships, make connections. And then we had just this wonderful opportunity at Fair Cares to pray with a guy who a month ago, he came at the very end of the day, Jim. It was almost 5 o'clock. We were wrapping up. He showed up. He needed food. We loaded his truck. And while we were loading his truck, I said, hey, man, we've been praying with people all day. How can we pray for you? And he said, you know, my brother was murdered a month ago, and I'm really struggling with that. And so I called one of the other pastors over, Jason Dickinson from Harvest, and we just listened to his story, We encouraged him. We prayed with him. And, Jim, those opportunities don't happen unless you're out serving in the community.
Both of you have superpower, man. That must be the Holy Spirit. You guys are relentless, making sure that kids are fed on the weekend, making sure that we have these food distributions going on. So God bless both of you and your families. Matt, I want to have you go over the details one more time about what's happening and which weekends, where you will be. I know there'll be some specific times and things that we will put out both on the radio station and on the church websites. Go over the general details one more time with us.
Sure. We've got four trucks coming from Convoy of Hope starting this week, and Legacy will put the information about what their time frames are and how they're going to make those available to the community. So that'll be the weekend of the 10th and 11th at Legacy Church, and Dustin King is the point of contact on that. Then on the 16th, we'll be out in Gallup doing a distribution for the Navajo Nation. Those guys down at Rehoboth Christian Schools, it'll be on their property there doing that distribution. Then the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, we'll be in Rio Rancho with Awakened Church. That's Chris Franklin. And then on the 30th, for Halloween Harvest, for the Harvest Festival at Calvary Church Westside at the corner of Coors and Montaño, we'll be doing a distribution there on Friday afternoon. All of that information will also be posted on the Calvary website, when exactly what time and how you can receive that. So the next 4 weeks, Jim, every weekend, they're going to be all over the city and all the way out into Gallup.
Matt, you've designed this so that people can just drive in. They don't even have to get out of their cars, and they can have a box of food placed in their car. But you just mentioned that you were able to pray with a lot of people, and you don't force anybody to do anything, but you do ask them if they need prayer, don't you?
We do, and we find that people are very comfortable with that question. My wife and I have done this for years. When we go out to eat, we ask our server, hey, when you bring our food, we're going to pray over our food. Is there something we could pray for you about? And, you know, 90% of the people that we encounter, of the servers we encounter, have something that they would like us to pray about. And it's the same with when we're out doing those food distributions. People have heavy hearts right now, Jim. We're not intended to be an isolated community. We're in designed to be in community, and so when you take the community away from us, it's really difficult, and people are struggling. And so we want those people to know that, one, God loves them, Jim. He wants his best for them, and God's best for them is for them to be in heaven. And so we'd even love to share the gospel of how they can know and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Dustin, I'm going to ask you a heavy question. With all the work that you're doing, do you see a day when every child and every family, just in Albuquerque, would have food?
It is a heavy question. This is a question that yes, I believe and hope that, yes, there can be that day. The thing to realize, though, is it's not something that's up to Calvary. It's not up to Legacy. It's not up to, you know, it's not up to Holly. Honestly, the only way that happens is if everybody gets involved. It's too big of a thing for any one, you know, small group or any one church to try and accomplish. Not that it's too, but it's not too big for God, and it's not too big for the church that God has in Albuquerque as a whole. And I don't mean any specific one, but I mean the whole church. It's not too big of a problem for them. The means are there. Long time ago, there was a speaker who always said, you know, when it came to trying to do something big for God, God always said, well, the money's there. The problem is it's still in your pocket. So really it's about getting people connected to this, connected to the vision, more churches involved, more groups involved. That's what it's going to take. So we'll continue to do our everything we can. We'll continue to work hard, strive hard. But what it's really going to take is more people partnering, specifically in regards to kids, partnering with groups like Feed New Mexico Kids in order to see all of Albuquerque and those kids receive what they need.
Matt, you and Dustin are both doing a lot of work, and you're partnering with the Albuquerque Public Schools, and you're partnering with the city of Albuquerque, and you're partnering with Albertsons, and you're partnering with all these different non-Christian, and I don't mean there weren't Christians involved, but they're secular organizations, they're businesses. We've got some great momentum, Matt. How can we finish up what Dustin's telling us right now?
Yeah, I agree 100% with Dustin that it's going to come when the church as a whole, all of the churches in Albuquerque come together, but that we also work with APS. Those guys are amazing. The numbers of kids that they feed on a weekly basis is amazing. And so they're a great partner. Roadrunner Food Bank, Albertsons, all these organizations that are helping to reach. It's just finding ways to make the resources of the community of faith available in partnering with the community at large. Right. So using every resource and every dollar that's given, even if it's still in your pocket, Jim, we'll wait for you to give that dollar.
That's right. You'll wait for that to come to you. October 10th and 11th, Campus of Legacy on Central. The 16th will be up at Rehoboth Mission up near Gallup. On the 23rd, you'll be in Rio Rancho. And October 30th, you'll be on the campus of Calvary Westside at Montaño and Coors Road. 1,100 boxes per weekend. Meat, produce, and dairy. Hope everybody will take advantage of it. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.